Message number 474. My word is my word. No man can defend my word, for it is cast in stone. Monday, July 2, 2012 at 06:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it is important that my followers remain patient. The future must never be hurried. The plans determined by my eternal Father will evolve naturally by divine providence. Time afforded to you to help me prepare humanity for my great mercy is very precious. It is a time in which many will be saved through your prayers. Hope, faith, and love for me, your beloved Jesus, will sustain you in your mission. When you witness the atrocities before you, when everything which stands in honor of me is destroyed, you will know then that the time is getting closer. You must remember that these things must come to pass, and that your duty is to fight and resist the enemy as part of my army. My army will be equipped with divine gifts, and it will sweep along with it those who are in darkness. Preparation takes time. Prayer brings you closer to my Sacred Heart and floods your souls with the oxygen it needs to survive the battle ahead. As you grow stronger with the graces I give you, it will become very easy to identify your enemies who hate all that I stand for. This will cause you pain, hurt, and anger, but you must remain dignified in my name at all times. When you are challenged in my name, you must respond with love. Never try to analyze my messages, for you do not need to do so. My word is my word. No man can defend my word, for it is cast in stone. Any man who tries to break my word or cast aspersions on it will fail, for they are powerless against my holy word. Now that you know my voice, you must know the pain you can expect to endure when you proclaim my word in these times. Mention my name today even among so-called Christians, and there is an uncomfortable silence. Talk openly about good and evil, and you will be sneered at. Point out how sin can destroy your children, and you will be asked, "What is sin?" Today many do not know what sin is. Many accept sin as a normal part and acceptable trait in their lives. They are happy to condone sin because it gives them the freedom to pursue other pleasures, idolize false gods, and satisfy their lusts. No, they do not want to listen, for it does not suit them. You, my beloved followers, will be seen as being obsessed with a love for religion and a love of God which today bears little fruit in the eyes of the blind. This is why you must prepare. This is why you must be strong. It will be for these very souls that you will need to pray and help me salvage. Allowing such souls to upset you, hurt you, or insult you is a waste of time. Respond with love and a dignified silence. Never be afraid to proclaim me, but never force me upon souls in such a way where they will run away from you. Instead, bring them to me through your prayers and sufferings. I bless you, my strong, brave army. I love you. I walk with you every step you mount to bring me souls. Your beloved Jesus Christ.